Radio Now, Talia King and Liv the Web Girl still holding down the fort while Joe's on vacation. I'm pretty sure he's supposed, allegedly, he's coming back tomorrow.
Allegedly.
Producer Porkchop is at home sick. I hope he gets better soon. Right now, we're talking about The Bachelorette, and Luke P. Yes. is under some major fire right
okay.
now.
Yeah, so Luke P. has been a super controversial character on The Bachelorette this entire season long. He has been under fire, has had major hate. Some of it I understand 1,000%. I mean, he's super annoying. I don't even watch the show, guys. I do not even watch the show, but I keep up with it a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
And yeah, Luke P. is super annoying.
Okay.
But last night he said something that he is getting so much controversy for. So go ahead and play the clip of what the comment was.
You know, sex is an incredible thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing. Well, only, you know, when it's within the guidelines of marriage. The marriage bed should be kept pure. I know you're not a virgin. You know I'm not. I am saving myself for marriage. And I just want to make sure you're not going to be, you know, sexually intimate with, you know, the other relationships here. If you told me you're having sex or you had sex with one or multiple of these guys, I'd be wanting to go home.
Okay, so I'll give you some background. So last night was the episode with the fantasy suite. So normally in Bachelor history, you have three guys left.
Okay.
And you get to spend a night in the fantasy suite with them. That normally indicates flipping pancakes. Not always, though. It basically is just so you can get alone time away from the cameras to just hang out and get to talk and spend the night with them, and so you can get to know them on a deeper level.
What's the percentage of the pancake flipping in the pancake suite? Like when people go to the fantasy,
I think
fantasy
pretty,
suite.
It's kind of like not talked about a lot,
yeah.
But like you assume it's pretty high.
Okay.
Some more recent contestants have been more open about it. So, you know, it does happen more frequently. So normally it's three people.
Okay.
Right now she has four people with the opportunity of a fantasy suite date.
Wow.
It's not also just given to you. She has to invite you into the fantasy suite.
Okay.
So he's saying that his whole thing, this entire show, has been that he, you know, used to flip pancakes a bunch of different ways with a bunch of different girls, whatever.
Okay.
But then one day he kind of had like an awakening with his faith. And he decided from that moment on that he was going to save himself until marriage.
Mm.
And then he has become super strong in his religion and his faith with Christianity.
Right.
So now he says this, and he is under so much fire for slut shaming, that he's out of, like, way out of date, like that comments like aren't necessary anymore, they're not practical anymore, all of this stuff. So I want to get your opinion.
Yes.
833-563-2539. Do you think his comments should be controversial and should be getting this much hatred and heat? You can also tweet at us at Radio Now AM Show. I want to hear what you think first, Elliot.
All right, so I got a couple things about this.
Okay.
One, I kind of agree with him, not because of the slut shaming, but just because of the fact that if you're trying to hook up with this bachelorette, like this is supposed to be your future wife, possibly.
Right.
There's no way you want to know the other guys that she slept with. I mean, we all know that, you know, when we date people, you probably had previous boyfriends,
uh-huh.
previous lovers, whatever. But to actually to have to see those people, like, on a day-to-day basis, like, and I know what you did with them, is
right.
like, yeah, that would be a turnoff for me. Like, yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
But on the other hand, I don't feel like the waiting till marriage thing. I know it's for some people, but I feel like that's a tough thing for a couple because – like, when you get married, that's, like, one of the big parts of your marriage. The,
right.
The chemistry.
You got to test drive the cars.
Right.
Basically what you're
saying. Yeah, because you got to know what kind of chemistry you
right.
guys have.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it.
I 1,000% get that.
Yeah.
And my kind of take on it is that I don't think he should be getting so much heat or he should be under fire.
No.
From what he said right there does not sound judgmental to me.
No.
He says, I know you're not a virgin. You know I'm not a virgin. It doesn't sound judgmental. And also, like, The Bachelorette causes for a super weird dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
In most average relationships, when you are that far into a relationship with someone, as she is with Luke P.,
yeah.
her possibly seeing herself marry him. When you possibly see yourself marrying someone else, you're not also flipping pancakes with three other people.
Not at all.
So I think this is a very clear and natural reaction.
Yeah.
And I think people need to kind of like, and honestly, people are kind of shaming him for his views. I don't think he should be shamed for his like religious views.
No.
Because people freak out about shaming other people for their views, their cultural views, their religious views. So why should he be shamed with it? He's not slut-shaming her. He's just saying what he believes and if they are going to marry, what he thinks.
Yeah, he's just putting it all out there. Like, if this is what it's going to be, this is what I need from you.
1,000%. So I don't understand why he is under this much heat and this much fire.
Yeah, well, we'll see. What do you think? 833-563-2539 or tweet us at Radio Now AM Show. We got producer Lenny. Lenny, what do you think about this whole situation?
So, first off, whenever I get in a relationship with a girl, I'm the same exact way. Like, I don't want to know that you're doing anything with anybody else because I'm possessive as it already starts.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But when you sign up to be on The Bachelorette, my brother, you got to know that she's going to be flipping some pancakes, man.
Kind of comes with the territory, right?
Yeah, man. What do you think? You're going to take this girl out for coffee? No. Oh. You're on The Bachelorette. So, yeah. And then the issue, I think people are just mad at, you know, people don't like to hear about themselves. If you're going to go on here and call out everybody who's not a virgin, you know, I mean, it's cool to have those religious views, and I agree with, you know, if somebody has saved their virginity until marriage, big respect to you.
Right.
But, like, you can't, it's not necessarily slut shaming, but it is on the verge of that line when you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe that the sanctity of marriage should be kept in the bed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so I can understand why people are heated. But right. At the same time, you know, it's his personal view. So why are you tripping on this, man?
Yeah.
You know?
So I 1,000% get what you're saying about, like, you know, if you're going to go on The Bachelorette, you know what you're signing up for. I totally, totally get that. But I also think that the conversation that he had with her about, you know, him wanting her to save herself, I feel like that's a fair conversation to have.
Yeah.
If you're going to take the other step with someone else, like that's, you need to talk about your values before you get married or before you get engaged with someone.
Absolutely. All right. 833-563-2539. We got some people calling in. Jessica, you are on. What do you think about the whole Luke P situation?
Good morning. I think he's actually hiding behind his religious views as an excuse to be a D-bag.
Ooh, really? Okay. Explain.
Because he, especially when they went to hometowns, like his family like kept trying to convince her.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're godly, like you say, you don't have to say it. It's just showing how you act, how you can interact with other people, and just how you are. Like, it should ooze. You shouldn't have to say, I'm a man of God.
Right.
It should be there already.
No, I 1,000% get what you're saying. You're saying, like, don't preach about it. Show it in your actions.
Exactly. And he just the way he is, that's like saying, no offense, but. You know whatever's going to be after it is rude.
Right.
True.
So he'll say something rude, and then he'll be like, well, but the Bible. No, you can't do that.
No,
that's,
I get that.
That's a cop-out.
I get that 1,000%, and I think that he has done that a lot this season, but I think in this specific comments that we're talking about, I just don't think that he should be under fire because he – told her that he's not, like, he would not be okay if she flipped pancakes with the other contestants. And then if she's like, well, you're a douchebag, then he's like, okay, I'm out then. That's fine. But I think that's fair for him to leave because he's not comfortable enough with that.
Yeah, keeping it real with himself. All right. Keep calling in 833-563-2539. We'll get to more of your calls next. Or tweet at us at Radio Now AM Show. Radio Now, it's Elliot King and Liv the Web Girl hanging out. We're talking about Luke P getting some heat over his comments on the Bachelorette. We got people tweeting at us at Radio Now AM Show. Liv, what are the people saying?
So Sarah said that was just a clip of something that he said. He said a lot more after that. And plus, the whole season, he's been a manipulator and a liar. So I think that also has something to do with that. So yeah, he's been a douche all season long. I'm not saying Luke P. I'm not saying he's not a douche. He 1,000% is a douche.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for this opinion I think it was fair to express it. I mean, whatever he said after that, if he did become judgy or he did become, you know, a jerk about it, that's not okay. But right there, you know, I didn't think that was a big deal. Should we play the clip again?
Yeah.
We'll play the clip of what the exact comment we're talking about.
You know, sex is an incredible thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing. Well, only, you know, when it's in within the guidelines of marriage. The marriage bed should be kept pure. I know you're not a virgin. You know I'm not. I am saving myself for marriage. And I just want to make sure you're not going to be, you know, sexually intimate with, you know, the other relationships here. If you told me you're having sex or you had sex with one or multiple of these guys, I'd be wanting to go home.
Yeah, I kind of see his point, but I'm also wondering, like, because I don't watch this show, like, how has he made it this far if he's been, like, a manipulator D-bag this whole season?
Dude, it's called Producers.
Oh, you're right. You're right. So I forget it's a TV show.
Yeah.
833-563-2539 is the number if you want to call in. We got Sadie on the phone. Sadie, what do you think?
I was just kind of thinking, like, basically, I agree with what Jessica said, how he's kind of trying to, like, hide behind his, like, religion in a way, but also I don't feel like it's fair to him to say to Hannah, like, that she can't have, like, flip pancakes with all these other guys. Like, he knew what he was getting into initially,
yeah,
like, with the show and everything.
Like, he kind of put an ultimatum on her, right? Like, either you don't do it with them or I'm going to walk.
Exactly. And I feel like he's threatened so many times this season, like, well, I'm out then. Like, it's almost like an empty threat at this point. Like, he said it so many times about, like, different things that he's been upset about.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, if you really want to go, just go.
Right? Just leave then.
Yeah.
All right, Sadie, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.